money or the fame, either one will get her through the door. She's standing in the corridor, Destiny's Child, trying to pay these bills, bills. The perfect time is now. She has a voice.
That's local musician TT the Artist performing Money Monster. It's Wednesday, which means it's City Paper time. We're here with the senior editor of the City Paper, Baynard Woods, to fill us in on what we can find in the little boxes across town by plucking them open. Baynard, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing great. So this is one of my favorite issues of the year, the big music issue that we have every year. And last year we did a mix of 113 unreleased songs from Baltimore bands that we had up online. So we were trying to figure out how to do better than that this year, and also how to really capture what feels like a really particular moment in the music scene where everything is cross-fertilizing everything else. And it got us really thinking about that. The book, Will Hermes' book, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, named after the Great Talking Heads song, about 5 years in New York that changed music history, where Philip Glass is inventing minimalism, punk is being invented, hip-hop, salsa, and it really feels something like that moment here. So we called one of the intro to it that Brandon Soderbergh and I did as a series of text messages that we wrote over the course of the year, Love Goes to Warehouses That Might Catch on Fire. And talking about all of the different ways that the music scene is overlapping and interlocked with people in multiple different bands that they're playing in different scenes. And so then we had these really, I think, great features. Pooja Patel wrote a great piece on TT the Artist, who is really, you know, kind of blowing up, is getting her songs on all sorts of sampled on all sorts of big people's things, but she's running a regular residency at the Wind-Up Space and is just still super down to earth. And we have a great piece that Travis Kitchens did on an album he's actually recording with Zane Campbell, who is the nephew of Olabel Reed, but he brings in all of these people from Susan Alcorn, the avant-garde pedal steel player, and Anna RG, who does a great fiddle player, and Walker Tarrett from Celebration, and they're recording this really astounding country record. And then
where do they play? Do they play around town?
Yeah, they play at the 1919 fairly regularly. Uh-huh. So he's coming up sometime soon, and it's he really writes some just heartbreaking songs. And what Travis had to do was go and find Zane. Just doesn't really care to record. He paints in his house, writes dozens of songs a week, and then just forgets about them. And so Travis went through all of these things, including a big box of CDs called the Zoloft Sessions that Zane didn't even remember recording, and found all of these amazing recordings, and then called them back to him, and they made a record out of it. So it's really amazing. We have the punk band Wet Brain. We have Terrence Hanum from Locrian, this really weird sort of experimental noise thing that he did called Via Negativa, and it's really based on negative theology, on these theological ideas. And then Brandon Soderbergh does this amazing tour de force of reviewing 50 albums that have been released so far in 2014 in Baltimore, all in about tweet-sized bites, and we have all of a song from each of those is going to be up on the website. So it's really a big, big issue. And then I read one of the best books I've read in a long time. Amanda Petrusich wrote this book, Do Not Sell at Any Price, about the weird world of 78 RPM record collectors. And so there's a lot of local people on there. Joe Buzzard up in Frederick, Dick Spotswood down south a little bit, and then Ian Nagoski here in Baltimore. I'm sure you've had some of those guys on the show.
Yeah, had Spotswood on, yeah.
And it's, he has his own, or had his own great, amazing show. But Petrusich is just such a great voice and really calls into question what it means to record sound and what it means to record music and to be obsessed by music and to love music. And that's really the kind of stuff we are trying to get at with this issue, is what does music mean to us living in Baltimore right now in 2014?
So will these sounds be on your website?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot. There's all kinds of music and stuff up, from some Dan Campbell tracks to tracks from the 50 releases, all up on the website. And I'm starting a weird experiment this week where, for the next year, I'm not going to listen to any music that's not made in Baltimore or by someone in Baltimore, with the exceptions. You know, I'm not going to, like, hang up the phone when I'm waiting to come on your show and you're playing the great music you always play, or I'm not going to make my wife divorce me by not letting her play Swamp Dog. But when I hit play, it's going to all be... And so next year in the big music issue, I will write about what it's been like and what it's meant to me to only listen to music that I could actually bump into a person walking down the street for a year.
You really did that.
I'm going to do it. It starts today.
That's very interesting. So no dead people's music.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to figure out what will I end up making myself find if I don't listen to Blood on the Track for, you know, the 10 millionth time.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to see how that works out. That's interesting.
I'll fill you in. I'll let you know how it goes.
Before we let you go, I it was an interesting piece you wrote, Bumping into the Mayor, at the Artscape function that they did not want to let any of you into from the city paper.
Yeah, so I'd been really kind of obsessed with talking to the mayor about art for a while, because I've really come to believe that I took her support of arts as cynical in the past, I think, and I've really kind of come to believe that she really thinks that art can change cities in some real way, and so I want to talk to her more about that, but they said they would give me an interview and then kept kind of blowing me off, and so I approached her about it, and she spent about 10 minutes yelling at me, you know, some of which I couldn't quote on the radio here.
But you put it in the article.
But yeah, that's one of the great things about us. We're allowed to print, you know, the news, not just that's fit to print, but the news that's real. And I really kind of felt, you know, I really like her so much more and respect her so much more, and ended the piece with hoping that, you know, finding her as an honorable opponent to meet on the field of battle that should exist between the political class and our class of you know, ink-stained wretches of the Fourth Estate.
The Fourth Estate, exactly. I was a very interesting piece, and the fact that you were not allowed, that you almost didn't get in, that the new manager couldn't get in, that they were going to ban the city paper from coming for the first time in years after all your support for Artscape into the opening reception. But you got in.
And I mean, I don't really mind not getting invited to the fancy parties, except I wanted to talk to the mayor. So, like, that was the reason I pushed myself in. But yeah, our general manager, you know, Jen Marsh, should have been. She's a person that should have been at the fancy people thing. You know, me, I really was just forcing my way. I'd been invited in the past, but I really was just trying to be able to talk to people that I might not be able to talk to elsewhere, that have been sort of avoiding.
This does sound like a really good issue, the music issue. I really can't wait to watch you over this next year as you listen to music that only you can, that you might bump into the folks walking down the street. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed, but I'll always look forward now, especially forward to hearing the songs that you lead into me with.
All right.
Because it'll be my one chance to hear some non-Baltimore music. So,
Ben Woods, editor, senior paper, pop that paper out and all the stands across town and all the drugstores and other. We still have drugstores, corner stores, and wherever else across town. Thank you, Banner, so much.
All right. Talk to you next week, Mark.
All right, brother. And on our way to break, we're hearing Love Goes to Building on Fire by the Talking Heads, fronted by Arbutus' own David Byrne. And we'll be right back with Davon Love and Adam Jackson, of Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, to check in with them about projects they're working on, upcoming events, and some of their recent writings. Here's a public radio announcement. The Mark Steiner Show is moving to a new time. As of Monday, August 4th, the Mark Steiner Show will broadcast live from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday through Friday, on WEAA 88.9 FM. You can still stream our show on WEA.org. And as always, if you missed the show, you can podcast it on iTunes and listen to all of our past programming at steinershow.org. Spread the word and see you at 10 next week.